Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
You know, this world is full of voices. Amen? Full of voices. We have them all over the place. We got them saying all kind of things. And but just because we have a lot of voices don't mean that God has stopped talking. He said, "My sheep hear my voice." And so if you're one of his sheep, you should hear his voice. But I tell you, the world is in desperate need of hearing God's voice. They really are. I want you to go to Hebrews 13. Let me see if we can get this to work its own. Okay. But I'm going to talk to you about the significance of 2022. The 222nd year of the Lord, year of our Lord. And I'm going to talk to you about becoming a mouthpiece for God. Becoming a mouthpiece for God. And Hebrews 1, here we go, look at this. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. Right? You can see it in the Bible. He spoke through the prophets to the people of God. And now in these final days, he has spoken to us through his son. Notice that. And now in these final days, he's spoken to us through his son. God promised everything to his son as an inheritance, and through the son, he created the universe. Watch verse 3. The son does what? Start with verse where it says 3 and read that together. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. Who does that? Who is the Son? Jesus. That's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus did on the earth. Still doing it today, but that's what he did on the earth. This verse is so amazing that the Brother Lee talked about this in the thing. Behold, I do a new thing. This word behold said, I want you to take notice. I'm doing something new. I'm doing something new. And it says this, now it shall spring forth. See, the new thing that God does springs forth. There's a springing up. It doesn't mean it's fully mature, but it's already sprung up. How many of you have ever planted a garden? You plant a garden, you plant seeds, or you prepare the ground for the seed, and you plant the seed, and all of a sudden, just a little bit later, you start seeing what? The seed springing up. So something new has already sprung up. So he said, "They're springing up." And then this question: shall you not know it? See, there's a desire in God's heart. And in God's own person of who he is, his desire is for you to know what he's doing. Even the new thing. When you say, what's the name of that movie where they planted all these seeds and all of it was corn? Secondhand Lines. Y'all remember seeing that? They got all these seeds and they looked at it and they said, no, that must be green beans over there, and this is carrots over here, and this is something else. But when it all came up, it was all corn. You know, everything was corn. See, when it comes to maturity, it begins to take shape of what it really is, and not just in the little blade part. But see, the new thing sometimes, because I see something new. I don't know what it's going to look like when it's fully grown, but I'm praising God something's coming up. Amen. We're in a new year. We're in a new time. We're in a new season. We're in a kingdom season. We're in a season that a lot of things are going to be happening, and I don't know about you. I want to be in on all of it with God. I want to be in on with God on everything that he's doing in this time and what we're called to do. See, one of the things we're called to do is be a mouthpiece for God. Now, that's questionable in some circles. No, you can't be a mouthpiece for God. You can't speak for God. Because they have all these issues that they think they have, concerning God speaking to you, and then God speaking through you. But we have got to become that for this new year. We have got to be the mouthpiece for God this coming year. And we're going to be talking about that just a little bit. So when you begin to see this, and you begin to see that, okay, is now the time. Psalm 75 says, God sets the time and the appointment at the set time that I appoint. And that's him speaking at the set time that he appoints. So this whole thing about time and the calendars and the new year and everything, it's God's set time. And a lot of things it's time for that we haven't seen before. I'm looking forward to that. There's a lot of things coming that he set the appointed time to happen that we've not seen. Some things we probably have seen, but there's a lot of things we haven't seen that he is going to introduce us to. So we have these things that are set by God, and these calendars, when you begin to look at it, it's significant for this year. We have a significant time, a significant appointment of God that we must settle first. We must settle that this is a time that God has established. This is an appointment that God has appointed. See, you know, me being here as your pastor was an appointment. It was an appointment from God and by God. And I don't take that lightly. I really don't, because it was an appointed time for this to happen. And for me to be here, and for me to be your pastor, and even though I didn't know how to pastor you, but you gave me grace and you gave me the opportunity to learn how to pastor you, the people of God. And see, that was an appointed time. It was a precious time for me, a scary time for me. Not knowing what do I do next. I remember the day that happened, and passing of the mantle, when it happened, I was like, God, I have no clue what to do. I mean, has anybody ever heard the saying, I'm lost as a goose? You know, so I was just trying to find, and I'm like, I don't really know what to do. And I remember somebody, and it was Dennis Creed, and I don't know if you remember him. He came up and hugged me, and he said, it's going to be okay, Pastor. And I said, yeah, I think so. And I said, but Dennis, I don't have a clue what to do. And out of his mouth came this: that's the reason he appointed you. Because you're going to have to seek him to know what to do. You know, and I said, yeah, you're right. You know, we didn't do everything right, hadn't done everything right. Mary came up to me, and she was crying across the park. She was crying across the parking lot. And she said, and I was on my way to get something from the office, and she said, Pastor, Pastor. And I was almost at the, Pastor, Pastor. And I said, yeah. And she said, I cried. I had a dream. I cried. I cried when I woke up. And I said, she said, don't do it. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, I had a dream. I'm just saying, don't do it. And I said, do what? Don't do what? She said, I dreamed you retired. Don't do it. And I said, I have nothing on my radar says retire. Nothing on my radar says that. But I'm still listening to God as well. Amen? One day there's coming a day that I won't be here. It's not today. I don't know when it is. I'm not worried about when it is. Matter of fact, it's not a retirement anyway. You know, we don't retire in ministry. We may not do this position. You hearing me? But see, I honestly think God has a lot more in me that he wants to squeeze out. I really do. This is one of them. This is one of the things that I think God wants to squeeze out of me to be able to help you and help us get to where we need to be. So I don't want you to think, well, you know, is he retired? No, he's not retiring. Not now. I'm not getting out of this now. Right? Okay. Right? I had five. No, I'm okay. Year 2022, the Hebrew year is 5782. This decade started in 2020, 5780. That's the Hebrew calendar year. Now, I'm not going into great detail, but I need to have this under you and I in order to go forward. Our calendar is 2022 today. The Hebrew calendar is 5782. And we'll get into that in just a moment. But in 2020, the Hebrew calendar was 5780. Why is that important? Because the picture, the Hebrew picture for 80 is the picture of the mouth. So we have a whole decade that God is emphasizing something about the mouth. Okay? So the whole decade emphasizes on what we say. How many of you know that we should have an emphasis on what we say? Let your yea be yea, let your nay be nay, right? Swear to your own hurt. You know, we need to regather those things. What does a yea, what does your yea mean, nay, yea mean? Let your yes be what? Yes. Yes. So if you said yes, then let it be yes. If you said yes, I'll do it. Then do it. Jason, you remember that message. What was the name of the message? Because I said I would. Why are you doing it? Because I said I would. And you swear to your own hurt. What does that mean? So when you said yes, you'll follow through even if it hurts you. Now, I'm not talking about doing bad things. But there's a sacrifice that goes with a yes or a no. Does that make sense? Okay, so you begin to see this. So in 2020, the verse in 5780, the verse for this, I want you to hear this. Because I got to start with 2020 because you won't understand the rest of it. Watch this. This verse, the emphasis of 5780, 2020, was this verse. Watch this. For if you remain completely silent, if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. For such a time as this. And that started 2020. And isn't it amazing that it says, do not remain completely silent. But yet in 2020, what came? We had our mouths covered with masks. You know, I'm not saying good nor bad. I'm just saying these are the results. Here's some things that happened in that. So God is saying it's a decade of the mouth. And as soon as it starts, masks roll out. You know, and then you begin to see as it goes on, it says, okay, this thing about deliverance will arise. See, God is going to use us, and will use us in the future as his mouthpiece when we're following the Spirit of God and saying what he wants us to say. You know, in that passage that Brother Lee also read, it's talked about you. It said it twice. You are my witnesses. What is he saying? You are my mouthpiece. See, we've got to be able to see us as he sees us. And he wants us to be able to say what he's saying. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I only say what I say, what I hear the Father say. I only do what I see the Father do. Amen. So you begin to see that he's at work making this time, a significant time for us to be able to use our mouth and not remain silent. See, the mask is just a physical thing, but the spiritual thing happened. The church got a little quiet. So he wants us to say the things with the seasoning of salt. In other words, it's been tempered, it's been weighed, it's been and it's been seasoned to a place that it has a flavor that comes from God. So you begin to see this. He said, but okay, but in 2020, this is the beginning of it, and this is what happened. Before we get into that, I want to say that that during that time, there was a lot of things that went on that we need to be aware of that spiritually has tried to mask us spiritually. How so? Programming. By programming. There's a lot of programming being done by the media to get everybody offended. What at? Everything. And there's a lot of programming by the media today that wants to make everybody anxious. Worry. Anxious. About what? Everything. You know, so there's a programming going on. So we have to be careful with how much intake we take in. Why do I say that? Because Jesus said it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. What you fill your heart with is what's going to come out. What you fill your intake with, what you fill yourself up with, is going to be coming out. You know, so we want to make sure that our heart is connected and in tune, and our time is spent with Him. But how did they do that? They did it with wokeism. Wokeism is a select group that wants to decide what's discrimination, what's racism, and what's injustice. They want to decide, and then they want you to go by it. And then in the process of them being pushing this forward, you live in fear about offending somebody. If I say this, something, they may not like it. They probably won't anyway. You know, so the woke system is somebody else deciding what you can do and what you can't do in your saying, because if you do that, you're not woke enough. Y'all hear me? That's part of the spiritual dynamic of shutting down the voice of God, the mouthpiece of God in God's people. Because we can be afraid that if we say it, there's repercussions for that. Let it come. If God's wanting you to speak, let it come. How about the cancel culture? See, the cancel culture is alive and well. You know, they've sort of taken the place of politically correct. They've sort of dethroned politically correct. Now it's everything's about the cancel culture. And they're fixed. They're fixed on making sure that you say, and this happened more so in 2091 because, 2021, the one means is silent. So in 2021, there was a, you can't say as much. So that's the cancel, was wanting to cancel what you're saying because you're disagreeing with what they agree with. Just disagree with them. See, do you know that there's a difference between disagreement and opposition? We talked about that in on Wednesday night. You know, there's a disagreement. When two teams get, let's just say football, there's two football teams that come on the field. They don't agree. You know why I know they don't agree? He wants to win, and he wants to win. They agree on winning, but I don't agree with the other one winning. So there's a disagreement, but there's more than a disagreement. There's an opposition. Why? There's an offensive team and there's a defensive team. And what is the defensive team doing? Going to do everything we possibly can to stop you from reaching your goal. That's opposition. That's cancel culture. We're going to do everything because we don't agree with what you're doing. We don't agree with what you're saying. And if we try to get, hey, you need to get rid of him. You need to fire him. You need to let him go. You need to do that. You need to silence him. So it's censorship. All of this is happening spiritually when you begin to see this whole decade of the mouth. See, the enemy's plan is to shut the mouth and shut the voice down. Okay. The media's doing it. They're doing it because they have a narrative. Just go opposite of their. Just disagree. Just disagree with their. Disagree with their narrative, and they will oppose you. They won't disagree. Well, you know, we don't. We just disagree. No. They're coming after you. See, that's an opposition for you to, you know, for you and I to keep silent. Don't say that. You can't say this. Y'all hear me? I mean, this is a reality. This is not some pie in the sky. This is the culture today in which we live. They need to hear the voice of God. They need to hear the people of God saying what God is saying, doing what God is doing. Then you got big tech. You got Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. All of them going to. Yep, you say something we don't agree with, you're done. Who are they? I know it's their platform. Big Pharma, same way. TV shows, same way. They're telling you what you need to think about everything. Hollywood movies, mob rule, big box stores, sports. I mean, you can't hardly watch the sports. You know, and I don't watch much sports now anyway. I mean, about all my sports is shut down. And that's a personal choice, by the way. But anyway, but you can't even watch them without them pushing a narrative of how you're supposed to think, how you're supposed to vote, how you're supposed to, what's acceptable and what's not. Football team wants to tell me what's acceptable and what's not acceptable about my living. You hear? So it's deep in our culture, it's deep in our society that they want to control what you think, what you say, and how you act. And they're going to tell you the list that it needs to be. And that's what we're faced with. That's what we're faced with. The programming. But here's what it says, Romans chapter 12. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. This is so real. You can adjust to the culture, you can fit into it without ever thinking about it. He said, don't be so well adjusted to it. He said, instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Focus your attention on God, not the culture. Then he says this, readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to him. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. Always dragging you down to its level. You operate on this level. Don't operate on another level. You operate on this. You say what we want you to say. You don't say what God wants you to say. God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. And that comes out of Romans chapter 12, verse 2 in the Message. So don't say, don't be conformed. Don't be molded. Poured into the mold of culture that we're just a good Christian being molded by the world. You know, and he says, don't do that. Yeah, there's consequences. Yeah, there's threats. But we need to be and become a mouthpiece for God. What is God saying? What does he want to say? I remember I've done a lot of counseling before, you know, years of counseling. I'll be counseling somebody and I'll give them exactly what God wants, and it's backed up by the word, and I've had several to look at me and say, well, you got another idea? You've got option B? You know, one of my favorite sayings in it, and I said, yeah, option B is stay where you are. There's not another plan. When God gives you the answer to a situation, that's it. Y'all hearing me? That's what he wants you to do. Has God ever told you to go do something and you said, that must be the devil. I'm not going to go do that because we're uncomfortable with it. And then it doesn't go away. And then you find out that it wasn't the devil. It was really God speaking to you and you got to go do it. It doesn't change. I remember, what's his name? Paul Kane. A lady came up to Paul Kane and said, I need a word from God. I need a word from God. He reached and got his personal Bible off the platform, handed it to her. He said, that's a good start. You know, the woman didn't want the Bible. Even though it belonged, she wanted a word from God. He said, there you go. And he gave his Bible to her. You hear me? I've got to get moving. The word, the number two in 82 is tent habitation. The passage for that is let us go to the mountain, tent habitation and mountain. Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, the house of God of Jacob, that he may teach us concerning his ways and that we may walk in his paths. This year is about intimacy with God in the tent, in the tabernacle, on the mountain of God, learning his ways, learning how to walk. This year is about intimacy with God. This year is about intimacy with God. This year is about intimacy with God, spending time with him. Spending time alone with him. John the Baptist said, they asked John the Baptist, who are you? What do you have to say about yourself? Look at what he said. I am a voice of one doing what? Crying in the wilderness. So what do you have to say about yourself? So we have to answer those questions. Is your voice being used of God? Have we put ourselves in a place that we have been so intimate with him and we know his word that Lord, you tell, fill my mouth and I'll speak. Tell me what you want me to say. There's a world out there that needs to hear. There's a lot of Connors that's just waiting for somebody to give them a word from God that's going to revolutionize and change and deliver their life. The voice must, our voice must become the mouthpiece of God. You may be asking how. We remember that passage. Now these days, he's spoken to us through the sons. And then he said, the Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. Who does that? Jesus. Here, watch this. Watch this. John 12:49. These are the red letters. I did not speak on my own initiative. I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me, who sent him, was Jesus sent. Absolutely. Sent me, and he's given me the commandment on what to say and what to speak. This is Jesus radiating God's glory and revealing God's character. I didn't speak on my own initiative. He didn't speak by the flesh. He spoke by the Spirit of God. And he says this in John 8:26. He that sent me, who is that? That's the Father. He that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which what? I have heard of him. Look at this one. Here's the kicker. He's saying to the Father, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Watch verse 18. Here it is. As thou didst send me into the world, what's the rest of it? I also have sent them. Just as God sent Jesus, Jesus is sending us. Amen. To do what? Say what he's saying. Be a mouthpiece for God. Be moved by the Spirit and say the things that the Spirit of God is telling you to say. As I've been sent, I'm sending you. But, you know, that might not be enough. But see, he says this, 2 Corinthians, he says, as ambassadors, we have been sent to speak for Christ. It is, if God is speaking to you through us. An ambassador for Christ don't go and have nothing to say. He's going to represent the very person that sent him. The world needs us to be a mouthpiece for God. We have so much opposition to that because of people's theology wants to say, no, that can't happen. You're putting yourself in God's position. No, I'm not. Jesus is putting us in this position. But it ain't God. It's we're witnesses. The Living Bible says this, we are Christ's ambassadors. God is using us to speak to you. God is using us to speak to you. Here's another one that's easy to read version. It says, so we've been sent to speak for Christ. It is like God is calling to people through us. We speak for Christ. What do you have to say? That's what they, what do you have to say about yourself? I am a voice crying in the wilderness. And say, we need to give it whether they love it or whether they hate it. They need to hear it. This is the verse, and the music just fit today. 5782, you know where that 5782 is found in one verse in the Bible? That number, the 5782, because in the Hebrew there's pictures and there's also words. That 5782, which is this year in the Hebrew calendar, where is that found in the Bible? Right here in Numbers. The Lord bless you, the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance on you. Watch and give you peace. What does that mean? God is giving you peace today to be able to go and do and go and say what he wants you to go do and say. And he's giving you the peace of God to go with it. You can't make this up. This is how God does things. And it goes on and says, and watch this. The Strong's Concordance, 5782. When you look it up, every word's got a number. If you look up 5782, Ur is the name of it. The meaning of it is awakening. There's an awakening that's coming this year. There's an awakening in the house of God that is coming this year. Do you believe that? Yes. So do I. I believe that too. There's a couple more verses. I don't know that I put them down. You need to hear this one. 1 Peter 4:11, and we'll close. Whoever speaks, let him speak as it were the utterances of God. Whoever speaks, let him speak as it were the utterances of God. We have a job in front of us, but it won't come that easy if we don't spend time with him, if we don't develop relationships with him that's deeper than Sunday morning. Now, I'm not being critical. I'm just saying your voice will not be heard a lot if we do not grow in our intimacy with God, this year being the tent, being the mountain, being time spent with him. Because he says this, as I've been sent, I'm now sending you. Let's live up to his calling. He's calling all of us today to be the mouthpiece for God. But we can't just go and run our mouth. Right? We can't operate by the flesh or by opinion. We're going to have to operate by the Spirit of God. And that's spending time with God. See, if you're going to do this, he said, if you're going to follow me, you're going to have to do three things. Anybody remember? If you're going to follow me, you're going to have to do three things. You're going to have to deny yourself. In other words, you got to empty yourself of self. Deny yourself. You have to pick up your cross. In other words, your trials have to be carried to victory. Your cross has to be carried on the way to victory. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, follow him. That word follow means to cleave. Cleave. To be intimate with. Not to follow him at a distance, but up close and personal. Are you guys ready to be used of God, to be his mouthpiece at that moment, at that time when he really wants you to say something to somebody that really needs to make it, that will make a difference to somebody else when God is speaking through you? Are you ready to do that? Yes, sir. Stand to your feet. I honestly believe this is a year of awakening. I think you're going to see some things. I think you're going to see some other things that are going to be happening. But he is getting his people ready to be activated in saying what he's saying. But we're going to have to spend some time in the Word. We're going to have to spend some time with him. We're going to have to spend some time in prayer. You know, he says, even though media wants us to be anxious about everything, you know what the Bible says? Be anxious for nothing. And how do you do that? It answers it. But in everything, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Anxiety goes away when you carry in the heart of prayer and coming to God and being grateful and being thankful. So you're going to have opportunities to use your mouth for God. This week, he's going to nudge you to be able to share something that you may not be comfortable with, but you know it's him. Learn obedience. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. Let's learn obedience in sharing God's word, being his mouthpiece for other people. Doesn't mean argue. Matter of fact, the Bible tells you, don't war with words. Don't wrangle with words. Don't war with it. Don't get trapped in it. You're not going to convince them anyway. Just tell them the truth and love them. And let God do the work. What better assignment can we have? See, Billy, I'm not responsible to save you. God's already done that. But I have a responsibility to give you the truth, give you the word. So you have an opportunity to what? Learn from it and to grow. Well, pray for Connor. Use your voice. When somebody asks you, hey, what are you about? Just say, I am a voice crying in the wilderness. And what's he crying about? Make straight the path of God. Make straight what's crooked. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you so much. You are so rich in your wisdom. Continue to show us. Continue to move upon us. Move in us and move through us. Lord, remove the doubt that we can be used of you to say what you're saying. Just remove the doubt right now. And Lord, we just repent. We just change our mind about any of those things that kept us with our spiritual mask on. Muffled words that can't be understood. Let us speak clearly and let us speak the truth so it can change people's lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.